You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Earlier this week, if you missed it, we were talking about, would you get on a plane right now if you could? It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Keisha Rose, good friend of ours and flight attendant for one of the biggest airlines in the world.
Are you not working too much right now with flights being down so much?
No, it's been crazy. Like, I had a schedule for May and like every week it's like disappearing.
Right.
They keep sending us out a newsletter saying, okay, your flight's going to be canceled, or we might give you a reassignment. But because I'm based in New York, most of the flights are pretty much non-existent at this point. There's a few flights. It's just not enough to mandate all of us that are at the base.
Mm. So what happens? You know, is it basically like you become furloughed or you still salary? How does it work when you're a flight attendant?
It's not a salary. Initially, they started offering unpaid leave when the whole thing popped up and they were like, okay, how are we going to reduce our flight attendants? So they started offering unpaid leave to get like your medical and your benefits. A few weeks later, they offered paid leave. They offered early retirement. Paid leave would be from 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. So they started offering different things for us. And then they were like, you could still work, but you're going to be limited to a reduced schedule and you'll only be able to make but so much. So it's kind of like a gamble, like, okay, do I stick around and see what I can work? Or do I just take a controlled paid leave, even though it's a reduced pay? They've announced they're closing the base again in New York. So all the other bases will be taking over the New York flights. So they'll be flying in people from different cities to work the flight, so they don't have to actually go through the airport per se. They'll just bring the plane in and take the plane back out.
Yeah, and is that for safety's sake there in New York, you think?
Yeah, they don't want anyone else who's based here to be coming through the airports and whatnot. You can transfer easier that way. So instead, they'll just fly other flight attendants from different bases in with that plane and then take that plane right back out so they don't have to step off the plane.
So what was the last flight you actually had to do your job on?
It was the last week of March, honestly.
Wow. And yeah. Where was the plane coming from or going?
Oh, man. I think I was coming from Curacao.
Quite a difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any time off over there in Curacao? Because I know that, Keisha, you guys like to step out and have a little fun.
Of course, yes. Yeah. We stay right by the water, and so I got to, you know, hang out and get some sun.
Keisha Rose, flight attendant with Anna and Raven.
Earlier this week, we were talking about whether or not it's safe to fly right now, and I was shocked by a majority of people on our Facebook pages and on calls said that they wouldn't fly right now if given the opportunity. I think the second they give us the thumbs up, like, I'm out of here. What's from a professional's point of view where you get on those planes, what's your thought process behind that?
I'm with you on like wanting to get out of here. Like, I'm going crazy, especially because I travel so often, not being able to go places. But on a professional level, I would definitely say it's not safe to fly yet, just because as much as they would like to keep the planes as clean as possible, before this pandemic, planes weren't really the cleanest places to begin with. They can do what they can, but the minute someone gets on a plane and goes from a different city to a different city, you're not only exposing yourself, but you're exposing others. So I definitely don't think it's safe to fly, especially because you don't know how different cities are controlling the virus. I feel like when they officially open everything back up, I'm still going to like wait a few months just to make sure there's no second wave, and then I'll fly. Because people have been contacting me left and right, like, hey, Keisha, like, what's going on with the flights? Like, I have a vacation plan next month. My birthday is next month, and I usually always go on a vacation for my birthday. The airlines have been doing is they've been offering rebooking at no additional fee, or, you know, you can cancel it, no extra charge. So they've been kind of giving passengers the ability to kind of move their flights around up until, I believe, May 2021. Based on my experience, seeing how people are on airplanes in general, I just know that it's not going to, they're going to have to shut the airlines down completely in order to do like a clean, completely like disinfect everything, you know?
You know, there is a way around this. If it's just me on the plane and the pilots and maybe one or two attendants, And they can wear a mask. I'll wear a mask, too. But that's the best way. We change all the filters. We clean the plane out. And then they gift me a jet. It's like a Raven stimulus package.
I don't know if that's how it's going to work.
And I will post on social media and tell everybody about how flying is so much. I will do it.
Right.
I will do whatever they require at that point. Or they could give me one of those backpack misters like Ghostbusters have.
Okay.
I'll just walk around with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Keisha, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it. We hope everything gets back to normal soon. I know this stinks for you.
No problem.